from the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, 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 well. Oh, now you know me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not one to say I told you so, but I told you so. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Hope you're having a good day. I'm having a great day, and I'm going to tell you why. Because once again, your friendly neighborhood broadcaster has been exonerated, has been proven right once again by the fake noose, no noose story. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong here, folks. We're having a great day because of fake news. No, not fake news. Fake news. And I've got a lot to say about this today. I want to explore something with you, though. I've been putting together last night as word came down about Bubba Wallace and NASCAR. I started putting down some ideas for a brand new book, and I want to run this by you, maybe perhaps a screenplay. So call screener Avery. I'm very interested because you are the resident thespian here on the Todd Starnes Radio Program, or cinemaphile, as they say.
Film expert.
My apologies. Film expert. And I would like to get your thoughts on the premise of the new screenplay that I want to pitch to Hollywood. Maybe okay. Jimmy Kimmel. Maybe he can play the lead role here.
Oh, yes.
So here's the book. The book is set. This is what they call the elevator pitch. So you got, you're pitching. You don't have a lot of time to pitch. So here's the pitch. So my story is set in the aftermath of the tragic death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
There is a black NASCAR driver who is struggling to make a name for himself in the sport. This guy, he's been driving a long time. He's never won a race. He really hasn't amounted to much. So he's just sort of, you know, kind of like Talladega Nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, he sees all the chaos and the controversy, my character and my fictional account here, and he decides that he's going to jump into the George Floyd protest, and he's going to try to make a name for himself as the only black driver in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on a fictional cable news network. We'll call it CNN. That's the Chinese network, news network, not the other one.
Got it.
This is it's make-believe. And he demands that NASCAR bow to him. And he tells NASCAR, you have to remove these Confederate flags from your speedways. Even though, by and large, most, you know, NASCAR fans in reality don't fly the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
So NASCAR, in my story, NASCAR capitulates and they decide to ban the Confederate flag. And in response to that, my character, who we will call, I don't know, Larry. Can we call him Larry? All right, we'll call him Larry.
I think that works.
So Larry responds by embracing the radical Black Lives Matter movement. So you ban the Confederate flag, and yet he embraces fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like this huge blowback. And so this is kind of the climactic moment. There's this huge blowback from the angry fans. And a few days later, my character's like, oh, geez, Lou, what do I do now?
Yes.
What do I do now? And all of a sudden, in his garage, Larry's pit crew finds a noose hanging in the garage.
Oh, wow.
And then the outrage is massive. I mean, my character gets emotional on television, and his mother comes out and says that he's been victims of all sorts of racial crimes, victimized day in and day out by NASCAR, and the fans shouting and hurling obscenities and racial epithets and talking about how horrible it is. And all of the NASCAR fans, they rally together around our character, who quite frankly was on his way out the door, and now they're literally pushing his car to the starting line. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this is like an emotional hook for this is like an Oscar-winning film, right here.
Honestly, yeah.
At least in my mind.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could win a couple of Oscars.
So then the media gets involved, and they blame all of the NASCAR fans. Oh. And I imagine this scene where let's say the Daytona 500, and we just do a panoramic of the stands, and you have what, 100,000 people, and they're waving the Confederate flag, and they're wearing the bed sheets with the pointy hats.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this idea that every NASCAR fan is, you know, a racist.
Yes.
And then NASCAR gets involved, and, you know, they want to be woke. Mm-hmm. And yes, they're going and they're telling Larry, we're with you. This is outrageous. We're going to report this. We're going to get whoever did this. And then the FBI gets involved and they bring in 15 agents. I think maybe Denzel Washington could play one of the lead agent or something.
I think that would be good. Denzel would be good. We'll have to see if he's available.
And who is the lady in The Blind Side? Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
She would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can agree.
And all of a sudden, this guy who was just so obscure in NASCAR, never won a race, never amounted to anything. Now, all of a sudden, this guy is like the face of NASCAR.
Front page news. Wow.
Larry got his wish.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
But then they find out. Here, you see, this is like, it's a roller coaster of a film.
Then a plot twist. Okay.
Oh, it's a huge plot twist. So it turns out, in my fictional movie, of course.
Yes,
that
totally.
The noose wasn't really a noose. It was something that it was rope that you used to pull down the garage handle. And it turns out that every single garage had this rope.
But Todd, in the real world, garage handles like that are completely inaccurate. And those hardly exist in garages like that all across the country.
In my screenplay, which again, this is like a fictional, you know, reality here.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it wasn't a hate crime, and the actual victim wasn't the driver. It wasn't Larry. It was NASCAR and the drivers
oh,
and
wow.
the fans.
Mm.
So anyway, here's where I'm sort of caught, and I'm trying to, you have to kind of fill the story out. You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind
yeah.
of the basic plot. I'm thinking the only thing that my story is lacking here, Avery,
yeah.
is mm-hmm. is a Subway sandwich and two Nigerian bodybuilders.
Maybe. I don't know.
You think we got a winner here?
I think we got a winner, honestly.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner?
You can't say that. Because in this fictional world, that's racist, too.
Oh, that's a good point. Thank you for that, Avery.
You're welcome. Trying to
so
keep
there you
woke,
have it.
Todd.
Folks, I knew where this was going. A few days ago on this radio program, there were some people wondering why Todd Stearns had not commented about the Bubba Wallace story. And the reason why, and we actually had somebody write in, and I've been taken to task by some people on social media accusing me of maybe harboring some sort of a racial issue. So I did not go out there and defend Bubba Wallace. I didn't go out there and condemn all of this stuff. So I want to go back. I asked the guys to pull the clip from a few days ago about what I said on this very program. Let's take a listen. Real quick, Avery sent me a note here. One of our callers did want to come on the air. Wanted to know about what's the deal with this NASCAR story. There was a noose found hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage. Is this something I want to talk about? Well, not yet, because we want to make sure we have all the facts, and that is the allegation, and we can certainly talk about the allegation that they found a noose hanging in Bubba Wallace's garage at a NASCAR event. Was this in Alabama over the weekend? I think that was the one.
Talladega, yeah.
Talladega. Well, we know what happened with Jussie Smollett. Remember that case in Chicago? And everybody went nuts, and then it turned out that that was not necessarily the case. It was all fabricated. I'm not saying that about Bubba Wallace. I just want to wait until we get more information. If it's true and we find out who did it, they ought to be arrested, charged with a hate crime. No doubt about it. So let's just wait and see where all of this leads, because I'm telling you, they've got to have, it's not, you just can't walk into a NASCAR garage. I mean, there are layers and layers of security. There are video cameras. So if this happened, there's going to have to be video of it. There has to be. And when that happens, when we get more information, We will be on top of the story. We want to make sure we get all the facts straight. Is that okay? I think that just, that's pretty prudent. Would you say so, ladies and gentlemen? I think so. All right. So that was just a couple of days ago here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And I got reamed by a lot of the Never Trump crowd. And, you know, they're the ones, once again, with egg on their face. Because it turned out to be a hoax. It was not real. Now, in the face of all of this, you have Bubba Wallace, who was out there last night on CNN, the most profane name in news. And he was having a conversation with Don Lemon. And again, Bubba Wallace had the opportunity last night to come out and say, you know what, folks, we just overreacted. We didn't know what this was really going on here. We jumped the gun. And I just want to apologize to all of the good and decent people in NASCAR, the fans and the drivers and the pit crews. I'm sorry, because we didn't mean to smear all you guys as racist, but that's not what happened. Let's take a listen to what happened on CNN last night.
Have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? Is that typical?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker guys, to confirm that it was a noose. And never seen anything like it. It's not something. I talked to my crew chief about it. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old witch call. He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
So what are you saying here? Are you saying that you don't believe? Do you believe that it was intended for you in that way? Or are you... What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was whether tied in 2019 or whatever. It was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I am saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is a noose.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. Bubba Wallace, defiant. And we have some more audio we're going to play after the break here. But in spite of the fact that you had NASCAR coming out and saying, yeah, this wasn't a noose. You've got 15 FBI agents saying, not a noose. Bubba Wallace is saying, straight up, it's a noose. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? And what do you think ought to happen to Bubba Wallace? I still think there's more to this story. I don't think we've heard everything. There was a reason why Bubba Wallace came out so defiant last night. And I'm wondering if NASCAR got snookered. But somebody owes all the NASCAR fans an apology for smearing them as bedsheet-wearing racist who burn crosses in their backyard. That's offensive. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little sick and tired of all of these people perpetrating fake hate crimes in the mainstream media. And honestly, I think if you perpetrate a fake hate crime, you ought to suffer the same penalty as a person who would actually engage in a hate crime. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number here. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, we have great stories online, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
So look here, folks, what happened yesterday with NASCAR? This is nothing new. This is part of an ongoing attempt to smear and slander people. Go back to, remember the Duke University, the lacrosse case. Remember the Duke lacrosse story? Where you had all of these white fraternity guys that were accused of assaulting a black woman. Look at what happened with the Covenant Catholic High School guys. I mean, that was a flat-out political lynching. And we covered that story from day one. We've had Nicholas Sandman's attorneys on our show. He is mentioned. There's an entire chapter in my book about Nicholas Sandman, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. But what was the accusation? That the white Catholic high school boys were attacking and mocking Native Americans and blacks, when in fact it was the black Hebrews who were smearing and attacking the schoolboys and calling them all sorts of homophobic slurs. It was in fact the Native American. And again, folks, that's not to say that there is not racism in America. But the problem here is we're dealing with fabricated cases of racism, and that is to serve some sort of a political point. And that's why I don't believe we know everything about this Bubba Wallace case right now. And that was one of the reasons why I decided to hold back and let's see, because a lot of these Never Trumpers and a lot of these conservatives, you know, they have these woke tendencies. And here, and you know who they are, because this is how they operate. They get on Twitter, they get on Facebook, and they say, oh, this is a horrible thing, if true. Oh, this person needs to be thrown out of NASCAR, if true. And they always hedge the story. You know, we don't do that here. We wait until we get the facts. And the fact is that the FBI, 15 agents, your tax dollars were wasted, were squandered to deal with this nonsense. It turned out to be a fake story. It's just like Jussie Smollett. Or what does Chris Rock call him? Juicy Smollett. It's true. The only thing we're missing is the Subway sandwich and the two Nigerian bodybuilders. It's a fake story. Now, the question I have, was Bubba Wallace in on it? And it's one thing to sit down and to have a chit chat with little Don Lemon, who has his own legal issues. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing to sit down with FBI agents and tell the story under oath. And that's what I think needs to happen here. We've got to set an example, folks. An example has to be set because we've got to stop this nonsense. Look, a couple of months ago, here in the Mid-South, there was a huge controversy, made national news. Some black guy said somebody had scrawled racial epithets on his vehicle. Well, it turned out not to be true. It turned out to be fake news. But you know, the problem here is that nobody really cares. The mainstream media, they don't care if these stories turn out not to be true, because the follow-ups, if they even do a follow-up, you think that's going to be on the front page of the New York Times or leading off on CNN, the most profane name in news, or MSDNC? No, of course not. So anyway, we're going to keep an eye on this here, folks. But I'm telling you, there's something more nefarious going on. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. Coming up, we've got an update on these attacks on our monuments. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. A breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C. I want to bring you up to speed, and we're going to get into this a little bit later on with our good friend Jerry Falwell Jr. from Liberty University. So an appeals court today ordered a lower court to dismiss the case against Michael Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, which means he's going to be a free man here. And we're going to get into that part of a little bit later, but there's also an additional bit of breaking news. So some notes, some handwritten notes taken by Peter Strzok from January 5th. This was right after the election. From Peter Strzok, explicitly mentioned President Obama and Vice President Biden deciding to use the Logan Act to go after Flynn. Now, this is huge news because the vice president is on the record as saying he didn't have anything to do with this. Nothing at all. That's what he told Good Morning America. But now we know that's not true. And we're going to get into more of that a little bit later on. I do want to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. Julio Rosas from the Daily Caller been doing an amazing job of reporting on this cultural chaos that has caused all sorts of mayhem around the country. Julio in Washington, D.C., and I got to tell you, I'm very curious to know from you, what is it like from your vantage point to see these mobs of people trying to take down the statues and set fire to the flags?
It's certainly been a crazy past few days. Things have kind of flared up again in Washington, D.C. I actually literally flew back from Atlanta on Tuesday, and they were already trying to set up a Black House autonomous zone, which is right outside Lafayette Park, which is right across the street from the White House. So they were trying to set up a zone similar to Seattle right on President Trump's front doorstep. And they weren't too successful. And unlike Seattle, they haven't been too successful in creating a permanent space like that. So last night I was there covering it for townhall.com, and they were taunting the officers that had pushed the perimeter out a further block away in the nearby what is being called Black Lives Matter Plaza now. And so they were taunting the police. They were getting in their faces. They were shining flashlights in their faces to kind of disorient them. And then close to midnight, they hoisted up an American flag and they burned it. And then someone else had a large number of smaller handheld American flags, and she created a burn pile with that by using some sort of like lighter fluid or gasoline or something.
Appalling. And by the way, folks, and my apologies, Julio, I said Daily Caller, but I'm in townhall.com.
No worries.
We have the videos from your Twitter feed. We have those on toddstarns.com for you folks to check out. Julio, I want to ask you, As a U.S. Marine, what goes through your mind? I mean, you're there as a journalist, but you're also a Marine. You're a patriot, and you see them intentionally burning our flag out there.
Yeah. So, whenever I post videos and whenever I see people burning flags, sometimes people ask me like, "Well, you're a Marine. You should be doing something about it." And well, I understand the sentiment, but, I'm not there to cause a scene myself. I'm there to just report on what's happening. And so for me personally, I don't agree with flag burning just because, I mean, there's one hanging up on my wall in my room right now. But, I mean, at the same time, that is their freedom of expression. I kind of view it as, we live in such a great country that we can have people who are not very well educated in how great the country is. That country allows them to burn the flag, and whether you agree with it or not, I view it as a kind of another thing that makes America great, where you can even hate the country so much that then you can, as long as you're not burning someone else with it, right? But you can burn the flag and not have anything be done to you in terms of legal action.
Well, President Trump sincerely disagrees with your opinion, Julio. The president wants people punished for this.
Yes, I understand the president. And like I said, I totally get it because the flag means a lot of things to a lot of people, especially within the military community, right? Because you have when they come home, if they are unfortunately killed in battle, they come home in a flag draped casket. And so I can definitely understand the sentiment behind it, but for me personally, I kind of view the freedoms that we have in this country is so great that you can even do something like that and not have anything be done to you by the government. That's just kind of my view on it. And of course, I don't agree with it, but that's just my view.
No, well, I understand, but I think there might be a flaw there in the thinking because, again, there comes a point where, I mean, you could say, okay, we're going to take away your freedom for the sake of freedom. I mean, that's, you know, at some point you have to draw a line in the sand. I mean, we're talking about the symbol of our nation. And when you're out there, you know, and they're out there burning the flag, they're trying to tear down the statues. I think at some point, American citizens, whether they be journalists or Marines or whoever, need to stand up and say, hey, you know, what are you people doing here?
Yeah, I mean, and statues are kind of a different subject, right? Because someone can just buy a flag from the store, whereas, you know, statues, they're, you know, more often than not, they're on, you know, public property. And, you know, and so that certainly is taking it up a notch. And that's why when they tried to take down the Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Park, that's why the police didn't allow that to happen. And that's why they took strong action. And that was Monday. I'm sorry, the days are blending together for me. But that's why they took strong action against that, because they're certainly trying to take it up a notch. And actually, there was another protest at Lincoln Park with the Emancipation statue that's there, and they said that they were planning on tearing down that statue, which shows Abraham Lincoln over a freed slave. They're planning on taking that down tomorrow.
And you have lawmakers up on Capitol Hill. Eleanor Norton Holmes, I believe is her name, suggesting she's the one who introduced the legislation saying she wants that statue taken down of Abraham Lincoln. And I mean, this is a very, very prominent statue in the nation's capital. And you're telling me that they got the protesters out there. They want to take it down.
Yep, they view the statue as being racist. One of the speakers said that statue was the epitome of showing how white people are superior to black people, and they were saying that the park was on stolen land and it wasn't even federal government property, and so we're kind of even going beyond Confederate statues at this point, and I have my own thoughts about that, but. Now they're shifting goalposts here, where now they're no longer targeting Confederate statues. Now they're targeting people who fought against the Confederacy, which is kind of a mind-boggling.
Well, Julio, I would love to hear. Do you get a chance to converse with any of these protesters? You know, interview them, find out why they're out there doing what they do.
Well, yeah. So, kind of like what I said, from what the speaker was saying, they said that they were angry. They said that the Lincoln statue was also representing how black people were having to wait for their freedoms on white people's timelines. And that's another reason why that they weren't too happy with it. And so they listed off a whole litany of issues that they had with it. But that was kind of their main point.
Well, Julio, If you get an opportunity to interview some of these protesters, maybe that are trying to take down the Lincoln statue there, I would love to know their thoughts on why they are wanting to take down a statue that, according to the National Park Service, was paid for by former slaves. In other words, blacks who were former slaves donated money to build that statue. So I'm curious to know why they find that, you know, why they find it okay to take down a statue that was actually funded by former slaves.
No, absolutely. And I will be out there on Thursday, and I can certainly try and go ahead and do that.
All right. Well, look, Julio, we know you're a busy guy. We appreciate you coming on the program. Be safe out there. And you got a lot of people following your work on Twitter. So be good.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Julio Rosas from townhall.com. What are they teaching the conservative kids these days? Town Hall is a conservative website. Is that correct, Bill Main? I believe it is, townhall.com.
Yeah.
It is conservative. You don't burn the flag, folks. You just don't do it. Or maybe I'm out of the mainstream now. I mean, you heard Julio Rosas just a few moments ago seeming to defend this as an expression of free speech, and he said he had another opinion on the statues, and we probably could have gone down that path. But I'm curious here, folks, because you have President Trump out there saying people who burn the flag should be punished. This should be a crime. Do you think that's the case? Do you think that we need to punish people for burning the flag? Or do you believe this is a form of freedom of expression? And really, at what point do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? I mean, if you're going to burn the flag in the street, are you going to burn the flag that's draped over a coffin of a military member coming back from overseas? Where do you draw the line? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. 844-747-8868. Your call's coming up next.
You're with Todd Starnes.
You folks on our Facebook live stream are wanting to boycott NASCAR. You're saying that's it. You're just tired of NASCAR being woke and trying to tell you how to live your life and how you should behave and accusing you of being all sorts of horrible things simply because you love the South or you love flying the Confederate flag or you have ancestors in the Civil War. Can I just go ahead and throw this out there for what it's worth? You know, the Starnes family, we originally come from the Carolinas, and most of our family, dirt poor. They were, my grandfather, great-great-grandfather, was an itinerant Methodist circuit rider, so he went around, and I think we had a couple of moonshiners in the family back in the day, and it was a pretty colorful bunch of folks. None of us own plantations. None of our family owned slaves. Our people fought in the Civil War, or the War of Northern Aggression, as they called it. But again, this was a states' rights issue. We didn't own slaves. And I suspect a good many of my ancestors were in those fields picking cotton alongside everybody else, because that's what happened in the South. Everybody was poor. So here's my concern. And I say this because in Memphis, Tennessee, they had a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest in a park, and they buried Nathan Bedford Forrest under the statue in this park in downtown. And in the dark of night, the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, and the city council went in and they removed the statue in defiance of the law. And now they're trying to dig up the dead bodies of Nathan Bedford Forrest and the missus. Can we just let them rest in peace? Is that possible? But here's what I'm getting at here. Where does all of this end? So let's just again. So we're tearing down all the statues. So let's say we get to a point where they tear down the statues, they stick some dynamite up the nostrils of Robert E. Lee on the side of Stone Mountain and blast the face of the mountain off. They tear down, they blow up Mount Rushmore, which, by the way, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says it's going to be a cold day and you know where before that happens. She's laying down the law. There will be a fight if they try to take down Mount Rushmore. But what happens when you do all of that? You are still going to have the ancestors of the people who fought in the Civil War. So at some point, and you hate to bring this up, and I don't mean to give the left any ideas here, but do you think we could reach a point in American history where they could start doing the DNA testing and they could say, okay, well, you know what, Todd Starnes, your great-great-greats, they fought in the Civil War. That means you are a descendant of someone who fought in the War of Northern Aggression. You are the offspring of a traitor. So therefore, you don't get to do X, Y, or Z. Or maybe they say you don't get to live in America anymore. Now, you know, look, I get it. You're Todd, that's just outrageous. That's ridiculous. Yeah, but you know what else is ridiculous? Yeah, they're trying to take down statues of Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Jackson. They're defacing World War II monuments. I don't think it's that big of a stretch to say that the descendants of Civil War soldiers no longer have a home in America. I mean, if they're going to eradicate racism, maybe that's part of the end game here. I'm telling you, folks, it's weird. Just a weird place in America right now. By the way, this news from Fox, hundreds of troops, National Guard troops, have been mobilized to protect monuments in the nation's capital. The Interior Secretary, David Bernhardt, requested the action earlier this week as protesters target statues and other historical markers during ongoing demonstrations in the wake of George Floyd's death. Protesters on Monday attempted to tear down a statue of Andrew Jackson. They defaced the statue with the phrase, "killer scum." Then you have this other lunatoon, Sean King, who's out there saying that we need to tear down all of the statues of white Jesus and the Mother Mary. Says that we ought to smash all of the stained glass windows in church houses. So I'm wondering, where do we go from here, folks? What is the ultimate end game? What do you think the ultimate end game here is? Are we talking about mandatory reparations? Or are we talking about, I mean, again, you want to talk about changing the names. Columbus, Ohio, thousands of people saying, okay, we're going to change the name of Columbus, Ohio. Now Rhode Island wants to change its official name. It used to be Rhode Island. Well, it used to be the state of Rhode Island and the plantations of Providence. So now they're just going to call it Rhode Island. But I wonder, okay, if you're going to do that, well, are you going to change the name of Yale University? But beyond that, this is a fascinating bit of history. It turns out that the most liberal city in America, which is home to one of the most liberal public universities, is in fact named after a slave owner, George Berkeley. So where are all the people trying to burn down Berkeley? Where are all the people demanding that they rename the University of California at Berkeley? Where are all of those people? That's what I'd like to know. So look, we've got a lot of stuff going on through the show today. We're going to take your calls on this. And folks, I know it's frustrating. And we are entering a very, very challenging time in American history. We knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to be an ugly war. I'm not sure that we all knew that the war was going to be directed at a specific race of people. And that's what's happening. And we've got to stand up, and we need everybody. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian American, everybody's got to stand up and fight this nonsense. All right, got to take a break. Catch up on the news. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Boycott NASCAR. Huh. That's a new one. We'll be right back, folks.